And finally today, because who couldn't use a little pick-me-up, we want to bring you some new music from Nigerian singer Tiwa Savage. You might know her from her featured role on The Gift, the soundtrack to last year's Lion King remake, for which she was handpicked by Beyoncé. Now she's out with her debut album in the U.S. It's called Celia. We called her in Lagos, Nigeria, to hear about some of the songs on the album.
London. So every song on the album is kind of like, you know, talking about different emotions that women go through. So Temptation is that record where, you know, she's like, she's bold, she's sexy, she's sensual. She's, you know, telling her partner, like, you know, every time I look at you, she's not really saying every time I look at you, I want to fall in love or I want to get married. She's saying, like, every time I look at you, I get, you know, I get tempted. It's got so much soul, like, and it just feels so, I don't know, so warm. And because the texture of my voice is, I feel like, very sweet, very pretty, I just wanted that contrast on this record. And it was just amazing because the only artist I could think of was Sam Smith.
Better of me, baby, I guess I'm not that strong. Even though I know it's wrong, I just give in to the...
I love the unexpected collaborations. And I always just hear it. I always just hear the artists and everyone around will be like, yo, this is crazy that you guys don't even do the same type of music. But I think that's where magic happens. Like when you have two unexpected artists, when they come together and actually works, it's like, it's so beautiful. I love this record. It's such a vibe. Bombay, I did with an amazing artist in Nigeria called Dice. And it's another sexy vibe. And I've always wanted to work with Steph London. And so when I heard this record, I just knew that she was going to love it. I don't really think too hard when I'm creating, or I don't go into the studio and think, oh, I want to work with this person, so I'm going to create this type of record. Music needs to be free. Like, you can't think too hard when you're going into the studio. You just have to allow your creative juices to flow and just trust in your instinct, trust your guts, and make magic. In Nigeria, we have some girls that typically date politicians or rich men, and, you know, they call them all sorts of names and whatever. And so for me, I wanted to address this issue because it's been going on for so long.
I know come this life to suffer. If I follow politician, you go hear I'm for paper, you go call I'm prostitution. Uno like enjoyment.
I'm not encouraging young girls to do this, but I'm saying that if we are going to crucify young girls, we need to have the same energy towards the men who are doing this, because it takes two to tango. Koroba means bucket or basket, and in the context of this record, I'm basically being sarcastic and saying, you know, girls, get your basket. We're going to take our share of the national budget, because, you know, these politicians have been stealing from us for so many years, and it's time that, you know, we take our share, or we get the power back or the money back. Cecilia's song, the last song, is like a prayer. And I think especially with the lockdown and everything that happened around the world, a lot of people were dealing with a lot. So this Cecilia's song is basically just addressing anyone going through a hard time, depression, you know, losing someone and just feeling like they can't, you know, they can't go on. Celia is my mom's name, and I wanted to pay homage to a woman who has supported me right at the beginning of my career when, you know, I'm from Nigeria, and many years ago, like 10 years, 15 years ago, it wasn't cool to want to be a musician. And so my mom really supported me, even though, you know, family members were, you know, discouraging her. So I wanted to pay homage to her, and also wanted to celebrate beautiful women around the world who are just, you know, working hard, killing it in the industries, especially male-dominated industries. So it was a conscious effort on my part to create an album and name the album Celia to celebrate women all around the world.
That was singer Tiwa Savage talking about her new album, Celia, which is out now.